Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
From the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming live everywhere and anywhere on the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And yes, my name is Aaron, bringing you a good show again today. Start things all off with a release going back to 1982 from London, England's Chelsea. A track called Looks Right, and yes, this came out on IRS Records in 1982, as I said, and yes, this is probably my favorite release of Chelsea. You don't hear it very, very high regarded. People seem more partial to their 70s stuff, but yeah, I really dig this album, and yeah, check it out if you get a chance. And yeah, followed up with UK Subs' instrumental track, which is the final track of their latest release, Yellow Leader, on Captain Oi Records. And yeah, UK Subs playing this side of the pond in June. They're not coming to Vancouver, fortunately, but they're coming to Seattle and Portland. Yes, mid-June. Should be good. I'm going to make the trip. Yeah, okay, I'm going to get into another act from London right now, Resurrected. They got back together last summer for Rebellion Festival, and this is their first recorded offering since they've been back. Another band from London, England, Dagenham, England. Yeah, sounds like this could have been off a track from 1982, off one of their records. Yeah, the band is The Ejected. This is a track called Dead Man Walking. On Generation Annihilation, and phone up 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR for requests. Brand new from The Ejected.
I'm going out.
You do, you fucking dead man.
Credit cards messed, everything's due. Bills pile up, day by day. So too much, it's gotta get away. Dead man walking. It's a dead man walking. Dead man walking. It's a dead man walking. Losing the plot, trying to win big, he's lost a lot. When he gets home, sees her face. What a fool, what a disgrace. Dead man walking. He's a dead man walking. Dead man walking. He's a dead man walking. Boys, causing trouble, making a noise. He's chatting up a tart in an alleyway. Rolling down drunk, what will she say? Dead man walking. It's dead man walking. Dead man walking. It's dead man walking. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy
bass,
neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
Fun Drive 2015. 0, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000,
Fun Drive 2015 has concluded with a bang. We're almost at our $40,000 goal, which will allow us to complete the digitization of our reel-to-reel archives and make decades worth of independent radio history accessible online. And because our current site is full of kinks and always on the verge of
meltdown,
this money will go towards a new website which will make accessing CITR easier than ever before. For less than the price of a coffee, pledge to help preserve CITR's past and future. Or donate more and receive great prizes. CITR apparel, framed Discorder art, a new tape which collects historic live music from CITR, and more. Go online at CITR.ca to pledge. Donate today, and let's get digital.
Thank you.
And you are tuned into Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things all off with the Ejected, brand new track for 2015 from this classic act, three-piece act from London, England, who gave us a couple of singles and a couple of LPs on the Riot City record label in the early 80s. But yeah, Dead Man Walking is the name of the track. I dug it. And followed with The Dark, an act from London who are long gone. Heard the title track of a single on the wires, and that's on Fresh Records. Followed with another act from London who are very long gone, called The Wall. Well, the band is The Wall. Name of the release is Personal Troubles and Public Issues, also on Fresh Records. And name of the track was Fight the Fights. And another track from the brand new UK subs release, Yellow Leader. We heard a track called Bordeaux Red. And we're going to get into some early 80s female-fronted Los Angeles punk. Yeah, check this. I checked this record out last night. I hadn't heard it before. Heard this band on some compilations, and yeah, I was looking at stuff from the late Tom Wilson, producer who passed away last month, but we didn't hear it till this month, really. Yeah, he produced big things like The Offspring, but he also produced a lot of early LA classics like The Avengers and The Dead Kennedys, and this band here, Legal Weapon.
It's your
and see that happen. But we're here anyway, so we might as well make the best of it. Tables are for dancing on.
Morning After Show started last century with Jeremy Baker and Paul Gullett on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Oswaldo Perez Cabrera joined in 2001. Van Music has teamed up with Super Cheeto Productions and Ascenda School of Management to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Morning After Show at the Rickshaw Theater this March 24th with superstars Jarabe de Palo and very special guests Los Furios and Caracas. Featuring one of Spain and Latin America's biggest bands, Jarabe de Palo, playing their first show in Canada. This night will also feature BC Ska from Los Furios and the Latin punk of East Van band Caracas. The Morning After Show 15th Anniversary Party with Jarabe de Palo this Tuesday, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are $25 and are available at High Life, Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah, you probably know that show. A little self-promotion. That wasn't intentional. I meant to play another promo, but yeah, you heard that one. Generation Annihilation, the show you were tuned into, and we started things all off with Legal Weapon, their first full-length release, Death of Innocence. Future Heat was named the track, and that was produced by Tom Wilson, a legendary L.A. producer that gave us a lot of fine punk rock production pieces. Followed with Sin 34, recent reissue that I bought. Do You Feel Safe is the name of it. We heard the title track, and this one recently came out on Sinister Torch Records out of Seattle, Washington. And followed with The Bags from a compilation called All Bagged Up. Babylonian Gorgon is the name of the track. Followed with The Avengers from their release, Zero Hour. This one is a live recording going back to June 13th of 1979. And, this features the guitar work of Brad Kent, Vancouver guy. He was in the original version of DOA called the Skulls. And, he played with the Avengers for a bit. But I think this is the only recording he's on. He's not on any studio recordings, as far as I know. Probably on a few live recordings. I don't know how many have surfaced, but this one did. That came out in Get Back Records in the early 2000s. And yeah, followed with X, bonus track, demo track off the Los Angeles CD reissue. Came out on Slash originally, was reissued on Slash. And X, one of those bands from Los Angeles that just keeps going and going and going. And they still pack places in when they play. They've still got a huge following in the underground, and I guess, I don't know, in the mainstream too. Yeah, so back into the show. We're going to hear the newest release from Vacant State. It's called Chains, and this song is for all you dirty oogle, squeegee punk types that you might see on Commercial Drive and, with their dogs or playing guitars or whatever. Yeah, those dirty people. This is a track, and it's called Not the Same.
I don't know when I'm done. Terry from Vegas State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right, about another 10 minutes to go here in the show on Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with Vacant State, their latest 7-inch full-length EP release. It's on Hardware Records, and we heard a track called Not the Same. And you can find this one around local shops in town for $4.99. You can find it at Audio Pile on Commercial Drive, and you can find it at Luke's General Store down on Hastings and Carol, and you can find it at other places too, I'm sure. Followed with Violent Reaction, track War, from the Marching On release. It's supposed to come out on Revelation Records. Violent Reaction are from the UK, and they're awesome. From the Nazi Dust 7-inch, we heard a track called Invest and Sacrifice, followed with a band from Portland, Oregon, who I'm not sure are still around or not, but this is a release going back to 2011. Track called Police Violence, and they played, they are still playing, yeah, I see this now, yeah, they're playing some dates in May. They're doing a tour, they're going down, they're playing a bunch of places, they're not playing here, but yeah, up and down the coast. They played Distort Fest here a few years back, yeah, so yeah, the Wild Mohicans, check them out, and we're gonna check out a new band from Vancouver right now, in a minute. Or in a second. They're called Life Chain. Or no, they're not. What are they called? They're called Blockhead. Yeah. So we're gonna hear them. And but first we're gonna hear a band who were supposed to play here a few weeks back, but they canceled, and they're called Life Chain. This is from a release called No Laughter, and no song titles, but we'll give her a listen anyhow. Here we go.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
And winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR, started things all off with Life Chain out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yeah, they were supposed to come here a few weeks back, but they were on an American tour and they didn't want to cross the border and perhaps run into troubles finishing off their American dates. But yeah, that's from a release of theirs called No Laughter, No Song Titles either. And I'm not laughing about it. All right, followed with Blockhead, Death Shake from their brand new demo. And they're local as well. Yeah. And followed with Edmonton, Alberta's Croovy Rookers, Better Than a Kick in the Arbles, 7-inch release. What can I say is the name of the track? It's a good track. And they put out an awesome split 7-inch with Vancouver's Cardi 7. And this is a brand new full-length 7-inch EP release by the Croovy Rookers. And we ended that set off with an act from Kamloops, British Columbia. They're called King Humongous. And if you know the movie Mad Max, you'll know the reference there. Death of the Night Rider. Yeah, cool band. And this is from a new self-titled release of theirs. And they call themselves Blackened Speed Punk. So yeah, cool. Kind of fits in with Power Chord, which a pre-recorded version of is coming up next. So thanks for tuning in. Check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com. And yeah, you can always like us on Facebook. Yeah, I like that, if you would like that. Okay, Power Chord up next. Thanks for tuning in. Gonna leave you with one more. Somebody just passed away in the music community, and that was Twisted Sister drummer AJ Perro. He died at 55, and I was fortunate enough to see Twisted Sister in 1984, my first concert. They opened up for Power Slave, and they were kind of bubblegum commercial at that point. They had a video called We're Not Gonna Take It, which was played in regular rotation on Much Music. Kind of a cool and funny video, though. It was covered by a few punk bands as well. But what some people don't realize is actually Twisted Sister were an act from the late 70s from New York City, and they played along the same, probably some of the same bars as the Dictators punk band, and they were picked up by Secret Records, a UK punk label that put out The Exploited, The Business, Cron Gen, and a bunch of others. But yeah, interestingly enough, they signed New Jersey's Twisted Sister and released their first record in 1982, Under the Blade. It was reissued later, but the original version is pretty raw, and we're going to hear that. So yeah, going back to 1982, featuring the late AJ Perro, this is Twisted Sister with a track called Under the Blade. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next week.
Steal a flashlight. You know you're not going home tonight. Be a jack or switch, doctors. You know you're not going home tonight. Be a check or switch, doctors are mine. Nowhere to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from a bedroom maid. When your time has come, you'll accept the bride.
leader's gonna ride, 'cause you're under the blade. Oh, you're under the
You know you're not going home tonight. Be a Jekyll switch, doctor of the mind. There's no way to run, everywhere you'll find. You can't escape from the bed you made. Oh, when your time has come, you'll accept God.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.